27-1 on this Friday edition of Winners. Let's have a look at greyhound racing tomorrow night out at the Meadows. George Ferrugia is with us. How are you, George?
Not bad, Nats. How are you?
Pretty good. How does this meeting look tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's a good little meeting. Of course, a lot of the best dogs in the country are interstate for the Golden Easter Egg, but we get the Australian Cup winner, Hecton Bale, back to the track in a really, really good free-for-all, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
Exactly. Well, let's have a look at the program. We start off in race one. These are the ones in the market. Number one, G-Bus Bird at 320. 320 also Destroyer. Sir JJ is at $3. So they're the main three.
My numbers are 1, 6, 4, and 7. G-Bus Bird, earlier in his career, certainly wasn't a greyhound we liked to tip too much because his form was very, very patchy. But he's really starting to put it together now. He's only unplaced once in his last seven starts, and he's run behind Bonnie Beauty in the second fastest handicap win ever at the Meadows last start. I know he got beaten 8 lengths, but he worked into it well, and I don't think they're going to be running that fast this time round. So G-Bus Bird on top to beat Sir JJ. Look, he's a back marker. He gives him a start, but he absolutely powers home. Watch for him late. Number four, Destroyer. He's different. He certainly gets out and goes. He's more of an on-pace runner, but his form's certainly solid enough. And number seven, Mixed Angel. She's another one. We'll get back. And we'll be getting home hard. She loves the Meadows too as well. So 1, 6, 4, and 7 in race one.
1, 6, 4, 7 in the first. We have a look at race two main ones. Number one, Dinah Gertie, 440. 370, Dinah Harper. 460 for All Bling. Down to 550 for Dinah Drew. $10 another Bling along with Dinah Francine. And the reserve Dinah Alistair is also at 10.
5, 1, 2, and 6 are my numbers. I put Dinah Drew on top. Really nice win on debut. Went 30 and 27 from the box five. So he's drawn the yellow again here. Look, they don't have much exposed form, but Dinah Drew is certainly in contention. Number one, Dinah Gertie, drawn really well. 30.05 winner was clearly the best he's ever gone. Last week. Number two, Dinah Harper. I got a lot of time for her. When she gets it right, she can really run some time. Her form can be a little bit patchy, though. Number six, another Bling. Three placings in a row at the Meadows and in good time too behind some good dogs. So despite the box draw, we'll certainly keep her in contention. 5, 1, 2, and 6 in race two.
5, 1, 2, 6 the second. The third race, we've got Zipping Zoe at 7. 340 for Samsonite, down to $10 for 90 Mile Turbo. 6 for Adam Mandem, down to $5 for Dinah Uni. And you're looking at 4 for Menzali.
Got a lot of time for Samsonite. I think he'll be pretty hard to beat. 2, 6, 8, and 1 are my numbers. Put him on top. Look, his wins at Cranbourne were very impressive to start his career. Backed it up with a really good win at Geelong. Hasn't shown his best at the Meadows as yet, but he did race against the likes of Vostok and True Talent. This is a bit of a drop in class for Samsonite. Put him on top to beat number 6, Dinah Uni, going for 3 wins on the trot. Really nice win last start. Led all the way. Went 5.07 early for Dinah Uni. Number 8, Menzali. Nice win at Geelong last start in 25.67. He's a talented type. Number 1, Zipping Zoe. Well, she gets a little bit tired, Zipping Zoe, but she's drawn the red. If there's a little bit of a shuffle up behind her, she'll certainly be in the finishing order. 2, 6, 8, and 1 in race 3.
2, 6, 8, 1, the third. Well, the fourth. This sees number 1, Vostok, 350. 550, Dance and Sing. Then you're down to Oshkosh Expert at 8. $10 for Oshkosh Ernie V. Zipping Nitro is at 5. $5 there for Barry Bomber and 10 Labaz if it gets a run.
Yeah, 5, 1, 6 and 2. I put Zipping Nitro on top. I've got a lot of time for this greyhound. He's very, very talented. I know he gives him a bit of a start and in the corner start he might get shuffled back, but on ability he'd be incredibly hard to beat. He ran third last start at Shepparton behind Trick Trick, who broke the track record there. So form line reads well. Number 1, Vostok. Very talented chaser. Good form over both 500 and 600 metres at the Meadows. Number 6, Oshkosh Uni Shea. Has had 9 starts this track and distance for 6 placings. Yet to break through, but always seems to be thereabouts against some very good greyhounds. Number 2, Dancing Singh. She'll be looking to provide the early speed in the race. She's only had the 1 start this track and distance, and it was a handy run behind Barry Bomber in 34.78. So 5-1. 6 and 2 in race 4.
5, 1, 6, 2 race 4. Race 5, we've got number 1, Zambora Tyler, 9.50. Dinah Carney at 4. Then you're down to $3 for Dinah Yezza. Caltonian at $4. And you're looking at the reserve if it gains a run. Shanaki given a chance at 9.50.
6, 2, 5 and 7 are my numbers for the first leg of the quaddie. Dinah Yezza on top. Very, very talented type. 34-39 win last start when leading throughout. Dinah Yezza, look, just awkwardly drawn, but she's got lots of talent. She's a daughter of Zylie Rowan, who was an absolute champion. Number 2, Dinah Carney. Been racing against some very, very good greyhounds. Placed in 2 of 3 this track and distance. Number 5, Werner Bale. Will go in his win at Sandown. 3 starts back in 34-42. That was really impressive that day. And didn't show too much early speed either. Absolutely powered to the line. Number 7, Carl Tonian. Good placing last up behind Dinah Yezza. Similar first splits, but just didn't have enough talent at the end. But we'll certainly keep it safe. It's a talented type. 6, 2, 5 and 7 in race 5.
6, 2, 5, 7, race 5. Look, race 6, we've got number 1, Midnight Hero, 340. 4 for My Name's David. 480 Owl, Turbo Boy. 750 Gordette. And you're looking at $5, Helicopter Harry.
Yeah, pretty good race, this one. I've settled on My Name's David. He's a very, very good greyhound. He placed last start behind Zoom Out, who's probably one of the fastest females racing around Victoria at the moment. He's got a nice PB at the track of 30.03. I think he's drawn okay. He might even get to sit behind Midnight Hero, who's my second selection, number one. She's got lots of speed. She's just been getting caught on the line in the last couple of starts, but she's drawn well here. Number 3, Our Turbo Boy, got a lot of time for him, placed in 8 of 11 this track and distance. And then number 8, Helicopter Harry, certainly come back into form, this greyhound. Recorded a PB last start off an awkward draw in 29.97. So usually greyhounds with winning form, certainly got to keep them safe. 2, 1, 3, and 8 in race 6.
2, 1, 3, 8 race 6. Race 7, number 1, Clovelly Granite at 5.50. 4.50, Crackerjack Nath. 3.50, Rockstar Tuvi. Then you're down to Dinah Jacinda at 7. 9.50, True Value. And Yuko is an $8 chance.
3, 4, 5, and 1 are my numbers in race 7. I couldn't believe the odds Crackerjack Nath started last start. I know we hadn't seen him for a little while. He raced at Horsham first up after about 3 or 4 months and then went to the Meadows and paid $11. But as we mentioned last week, had enough speed to lead that race. He went 30-19. He could do that again here and win this. Put him on top to beat Rockstar Tuvi, racing very, very well. Has won 2 out of 3 this track and distance. Got a nice PB as well. Looks the clear danger. Number 5, Dinah Jacinta. Recent form is terrible, but she races really well here. She's won 5 out of 15. We're not about to leave her out of the quaddie legs, that's for sure. Number 1, Clovelly Granite. Drawn well. Not always the best beginner, but off the red box, I think certainly comes into contention. 3, 4, 5, and 1 in race 7.
3, 4, 5, 1 race 7. When we look at race 8, we've got number 1, Mystery Ride at 4. 2.10 for the 5, Hecton Bale. $9, Baby Huey. And Mossimo Bale is at 6.50.
Yeah, 5, 6, 1 and 4 are my numbers. Look, a little bit of pace around Hecton Bale. And he was unplaced in a heat of the Easter egg last start. Look, Wentworth Park was always going to be a tough ask for him. He's a greyhound. That's not the best beginner, needs a little bit of room early. That's a pretty tight track. He's back to the Meadows here, got some speed around him. He might get to sit behind these and be too strong. Hecton on top to beat number 6, Baby Huey. Racing really well at the moment. Really good one, run last start in 30.09. Wasn't far off his PB, but his first splits are outstanding. More recently, Baby Huey. Number 1, Mystery Ride, has been a great greyhound at the Meadows for such a long time. We can't leave him out here. And number 4, Miss Innings. Really good win last start against some very good greyhounds. Ran 30 and 32, but she can go quicker than that. 5, 6, 1 and 2. Sorry, yeah, 5, 6, 1 and 2 in race 8.
5, 6, 1, 2, race 8. Race 9, we've got number 1 not available at 2.20. $6, He Shall Johnny. 10 there for Oshkosh Yobbo. Then you're out to 5 for Winburn Cutie and probably around $10 Electra Stomp.
Very hard to beat, not available here. My numbers are 2, 4, 3 and 7. Return to form last start, 22.43 at Geelong's very, very fast. Look, we know at his best, this greyhound. He's very hard to beat. Races well at the Meadows. He's won 2 out of 5 here. Clear on top up to beat Go Seek Heidi. Her last win came back in February at Sandown. Did go 29.87. Form's been not too bad, a couple of placings of late, but certainly talented. Number 3, He Shall Johnny. Another one who hasn't won in his last couple of starts, but did win at the Meadows in 34.50. Back in February, that was an impressive win. Number 7, Black Spyro, will be providing the early speed in the race. Nadia likes to get out and go and get to the front. Record very, very solid at the Meadows. But number 2, not available at his best. very hard to beat. 2, 4, 3, and 7.
2 from 4, 3, and 7. They're on their way to the boxes for race 5 at Hillsville, and the favourite is going to jump from the pink in Ralu Barbara, who is currently at $2.30 the tope and $1.95 with tab fixed odds. Let's head to the track. Here's race 5.
On the program, that was alterations to the last three races here today. Getting that live off the press here at the Ville. And they're at the start now for race number 5. So the favourite here, 170, Ralu Barbara, well, at her best, she looks the one to beat. Seems to go really well here. 1939 PB. I think Don Tron's a chance at $4 off the inside. Punters electing him one that could be thereabouts. Our Turbo Girl's a bit of value. In fact, that tip there is incorrect. It should be 8 from 1. I'm just noticing we've got the 2 in for second placing. It should be 8 from 1 on my set of selections here. But they are now moving in. Needless to say, the 8's the one to beat. Ralu Barbara, 160, has been a good go on the tote. Normally signifies they're ready to go well. This is the first leg of the quaddy, race 5. Coming in, Sanctuary Stove Bakehouse, the last of them in for race number 5, and the green light turned on. Ready to go. And away. Ralu Barbara stepped cleanly from the outside. Away well from the middle, Slick Diamond, headed by our Turbo Girl. And there's the fave, Ralu Barbara, pushing over, finding a little bit of trouble with Cyrus Rumble as the fave now takes the lead. Then Cosmic Breeze, Lulu Lollipop, Don Tron, Jack's Pick. But Ralu Barbara's clear, and the favourite's a bit too good. Ralu Barbara by 3 to Cosmic Breeze, diving through Cyrus Rumble the third, followed by a photo, Slick Diamond, Lulu Lollipop. Then our Turbo Girl, Jack's Pick, and Don Tron drop right out at the end. Another good run, 1932 to Ralu Barbara.
Yeah, the 8, Ralu Barbara, paying 180 and $1.04 and a photo for the miners following race number 5. From Hillsville, we are with George Ferrugia previewing tomorrow night's meeting out at the Meadows. We're up to race number 10 now, George, and we've got number 1, Dinah Neats at 550, 2 Ashton Utah at 3, 550 Mapunga Dasher, down to Dinah Gavin at 850, 950 Dinah Evelyn, Warrior 850, Beanbag at 7.50, So Amazing at 7, probably one of the toughest races of the night.
Yeah, tough grade 5, this one. My numbers are 2, 6, 3 and 1, Aston Utah, drawn well, good win at Sale, 29.42, so certainly hiking, and then backed it up with a nice win at Cranbourne over Tobacco Leaf. Look, had the 4 starts here for 1 win, I think it's drawn pretty good. It should be able to cross the 1 early and be hard to beat. Number 6, Warrior, now with Leisha and Mark Delbridge. Good placing behind Burnout, who's another very talented greyhound at Horsham, and did win at Shepherd in 25.40. Has won twice this track and distance. Number 3 for 3rd, Mapunga Dasher, going for 4 wins on the trot. Good win at Sandown last start in 30.17. Needs to probably go a little bit quicker to beat some of these, but she's racing well. Number 1, Dinah Neats. Draws box 1 for the first time in a very long time. I think it's clear that he does his racing. It does his best racing from off these type of draws. And yeah, look, we're willing to forget his recent form. He's certainly not out of a race like this. 2, 6, 3, and 1 in race 10.
2, 6, 3, 1 race 10. We go to race 11. Here we've got number 1, Paraphernalia at 390. Down to Bound After Gold at 470. 750 for Zava Allen. 370 Riveting. Dinah Benny is at 650.
Yeah, 6, 8, 7 and 4 are my numbers. I think Riveting certainly gets a chance to win here. Look, he's been knocking on the door last couple of starts against Blue Sky Ride, who's a Group 1 winner. Trooper, very talented greyhound. Tiempo De Niro is a multiple cup finalist. So I think Riveting in a grade 5 here. Look, he's not the best beginner. He's going to need some luck from box 6. But if he does get a camp on him, he'd be really hard to beat. Number 8, 2nd, OJ Corey. I think a greyhound who's showing some promise. Good runs at Geelong back in February, including a 25.72 win. Forget last start, got into all sorts of trouble. Number 7, Dinah Benny, fresh off a 30.16 win at the Meadows here in his last start. Only went 5.35 early and got to the line very strongly. And number 4, Zava Allen, another one who races well here. He's placed in 8 of 15 this track and distance. She's a get-out-and-go type. If she can just find a forward position, certainly a chance in this. 6, 8, 7 and 4.
6 from 8, 7 and 4. And then we go to the last race, 12. Number 1, Reign of Omar, is at $4.20. $5 both True Colours and Ida Bell Bale. $2.80 for Toss and Turn. $10 for Copper Scooper. Then you got longer odds for the others.
Yeah, 5, 1, 2 and 8 are my numbers. Toss and Turn on top. Look, we haven't seen him since early February. So he's been off for about 6 or 7 weeks, this greyhound, but his form provincially was outstanding. Broke 25 seconds at Warrnambool, went 25.07 at Ballarat, defeating True Talent, who's gone on to be a terrific greyhound. So if Toss and Turn shows his best, very hard to beat. Number one, Reign of Omar. Good win at Sandown. Two starts back off a wide draw. Comes up with the red here. Number two, True Colours. Hasn't missed a place in its last five starts. Really racing pretty impressively. And number eight, Cracker Jack Doug. Better than his recent form suggests. He has won here as well. 5-1, 2-8 in the last.
5-1, 2-8. What's your best and your quaddy for tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think the best is race nine, number two, not available. That win at Geelong has convinced me that he's somewhere near his best. And if he is, well, he'll be very hard to beat, race nine, number two. Quaddy numbers 2, 5, 6, and 7 into 1, 2, 3, and 8 into 1, 3, 4, and 5 into 1, 2, 5, and 6.
I guess get a hold on the line. We'll talk more about the semi-finals of the Egg tomorrow night and also the quaddy for Geelong this evening. But we've got Dividends Up Race 5 at Hillsville. 8 Railu Barbara, $180, $1.04. 7 Cosmic Breeze at $2.30. 4 Cyrus Rumble, $2.30 and 3/4. Quinella, $9.20. Exacta, $11.70. Trifecta, $50.20. First 4, $190.50. And the 2-8 running double, $8.60.
It's an RSN 927 market update.
Race number one, Terang, comes up in five, and here we've got a hurdle to commence the program where number one, Access All Areas, is at 41. Tilhal Soriano, 220. 3 Jivy Mag at 560. Down to Police Camp at 10. 850 for Prima Strat. $9 Strike the Stars, They Call Me Sven at 20, $8.40 for Timokar, and Underground Fighter is at $29. And having a look at the fixed odds fluctuations, Access All Areas is 61 out to 81. Hal Soriano, $1.85 into $1.80. Jivy Mag, $7.50 into $5.50. Police Camp is 6 out to 14. Prima Strats, 10 out to 18. Strike the Stars, 14 into 13. They Call Me Sven, 19 out to 41. Timokar, 4 out to 5.50. Underground Fighter is $34 into a quote of $21 for race number one. This is Winners on RSN 927. We are with George Ferrugia. George, you're about to go through your quaddy thoughts for Greyhound Racing tonight. So I'm going through your numbers for Geelong.
Yeah, my numbers for Geelong are 5, 6, 7, 8 into 2, 4, 5 and 8 into 1, 2, 4 and 8 into 1, 4 and 6. I think the best comes in race three, number one, Bears Legacy. Only had the one start, looked impressive, drawn well again, will be very hard to beat.
Okay, looking at the heats, semi-finals, I should say, of the Golden Easter Egg, we'll go through these two. We start off with the first semi on Saturday night, where Crash Bandicoot is the favourite with the tab at 220, 550 Royal Turbo, 480 Falcons Fury, and 460 Bombshell Bandit.
Yeah, a lot of local greyhounds for New South Wales, obviously. I think that's a fully New South Wales-trained semi-final, which we probably don't see too often in recent times, but Crash Bandicoot was really, really impressive. Of course, trained by Anthony Azzopardi, who is from Victoria, but originally from New South Wales, so they're still claiming him up there. He went 29.65, which is one of the fastest of the heat runs last week. Drawn well. Look, not always the best beginner, but if he gets a camp on him, he'll be incredibly hard to beat. Falcons Fury is a very talented dog, but from the box draw of five, would need a little bit of luck. I think Crash Bandicoot, incredibly hard to beat in the first semi.
All right, so that's Crash Bandicoot first semi. We look at semi-final number two, race six. Number one, Champion Model at seven. 4.50 for Jewel Coroma, Little Digger, seven. $7 the six, two times twice. 3.20 for Aston Duke and Ritza Lenny's at four, with Zipping Clive at $8.
Really good semi-final, this one. Look, Aston Duke is a very fast greyhound, of course, owned by Ray Border, trained by Jason Mackay, whose win last week was outstanding, around 29.67. Showed a McLean set of heels. Look, drawn from box sevens, needs to work across, but I think he's got the pace to do so. Ritzolini on his outside is an old greyhound who is absolutely racing near the pinnacle of his career. He's been a terrific greyhound for such a long time. And I don't think box eight would worry him too much. Jewel Coroma, also very impressive win last start. So I think they're the three, but Aston Duke, Ollie is an inexperienced greyhound, got a big chance to make the Golden Easter Egg final, I think.
We have a look at the next semi, semi three. This is race seven, number one, Poco Dorado, nine, 4.60 Slick, Fernando Express at five, 3.50 for Miss Strenderimo, down to 4.40 for Alpha Giorgio, and 2J is at $7.
Yeah, look, the Greyhound with Group 1 winning, Group 1 placing form, of course, he's slick. Of course, he's run second in three Group 1s, including the Tem Lee, and then obviously behind Fast Times and in the Pause of Thunder at Wentworth Park. He's got a great PB at the track. He's not beginning as well as we know he can, Slick, at the moment, but we've got to keep him very safe here. Fernando Express for Robbie Britton, I think, will improve on his run last week. And this, probably the new kid on the block in terms of female sprinters in Australia, Miss Splenda Miro, very talented, ran 29.72 running down Uphill Jill last start. That's no mean feat. We all know how good the Uphill Jill is. So she'll be hard to beat if she can handle her box or draw. So Slick, Fernando Express and Miss Splenda Miro, I think, the hardest to beat in race 7.
At the gates for the hurdle, race 1 to rank. Quickly through the last semi, 270 Uphill Jill, 7 Cosmic Bonus and Your Girl Strike a Light, 260.
Yeah, pretty good race, this one. Uphill Jill and Strike a Light both looking to make back-to-back Golden Easter Egg finals. Look, Cosmic Bonus is probably the New South Wales Greyhound who'll be hardest to beat. He's got a great PB and his heat win was fantastic. So the girls, who've been up for a very, very long time, we'll be looking to make another Golden Easter Egg final. But Cosmic Bonus, I think, will be the big danger there in the last semi-final.
Good on you, George. Thanks for that and good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Nat.